Whenever God is pleased, He pours out of His favor. So, well, why do I want to please God? Whenever God is pleased, He pours favor.
This is Straight Talk.
Welcome to Straight Talk Radio. My name is Joshua Hollick. So happy to be with you today and here in the studio with Pastor Mark Jobe, senior pastor and author here at New Life Community Church in the city of Chicago. Pastor Mark, we are coming to the end of a great series today called Joy is a Choice, and your message today is called The Power of Releasing and Increasing. What a powerful spiritual principle that the Apostle Paul talks to us about, and it has some great implications for our life.
Yeah, I think it's appropriate that at the end of this book on joy, the Apostle Paul talks about giving. Most of us don't look at giving as a joyful thing. It's kind of a sacrificial, dutiful thing. But the Apostle Paul actually ties it into this book of joy, and he reminds us that there's something that is released in us when we give, not just our money, but our love, our compassion, our service to others, that if you're going to be a joyful person, it is fueled by the releasing in our lives.
Yeah, and it's this overflow, like a fountain, not a dried up well, but this overflow. I mean, I want to be like that. And I love this promise he makes, this incredible promise at the end here when he says, you know, to people who gave and sacrificed and really, you know, he talks about how they were in not a position that other people were in, and yet they gave generously. And he says, my God will meet all your needs. Powerful.
And Joshua, you know what I've discovered is that joyous people and generosity go hand in hand. When I think of sad, critical, depressed people, I think of people that typically don't give.
You're so right.
When I think of givers, I think of joyful, faith-filled, generous people. And so joy accompanies giving because we know who is our provider. And I love how what the Apostle Paul says, and my God will meet all of your needs according to not just his riches, his glorious riches in Christ Jesus.
So good to know that. So good to hear that. And I can't wait to bring this message to all of our listeners, Pastor Mark. This is the last in the series. And if people want to hear more or they want to hear a message they missed, what can they go to find that?
Well, we have all these messages on our Straight Talk app, and they can go to www.pastormarkjobe.com. That's pastormarkjobe.com. Just download the app in any of your applications. I think it has all the platforms there, and listen to these messages over and over again.
I love the app. It's the easiest way to share these messages with friends as they impact our lives. Well, let's get into this final message in the series, The Power of Releasing and Increasing, Philippians chapter 4, verse 14 through 23. Let's go there together.
Children, oftentimes, unless they're with other people, they don't know how to share. And one of the best things that can happen to your child is they have to learn to share their toys and learn to share the cookies and learn to share their room and learn to share with other people, because it creates in them a healthy person, a healthy environment. It allows them to grow up and to be someone that's not self-centered, egotistical, or only focused on themselves. But they learn the power of giving out of themselves and sharing with other people. How many of you know what I'm talking about? And the Apostle Paul was saying that when you give, it's credited to your account. Listen, verse 18. I have received full payment and even more. I'm amply supplied now that I have received from Epaphroditus the gift that you sent. Paul says, hey, I'm supplied. I have all my needs met because you sent me a gift. But the reason I want you to give is that it's really good for you to learn to give. And unless you learn to give, then you will never really grow how God wants you to grow. In Galatians chapter 6, it tells us whatever a man, it's in the context of giving, it says whatever a man sows, that also will he reap. Don't be deceived. God is not mocked. Whatever a man sows, that also will he reap. You say, what does that mean, Pastor? Well, you sow love, you reap love. You sow mercy, you reap mercy. You sow judgment, you reap. You sow a critical spirit, you reap a. You sow generosity, you reap. Generosity. Let's say that again. You sow generosity, you reap. Generosity. See, whatever a man sows, that also will that man reap. You say, I don't know what's going on with my life. It just seems like I'm reaping all this bad stuff, all this. Everybody's judging me and critical of me. Everybody's saying negative things about me. I mean, everybody seems to be against. They're all criticizing. They're all talking about me. It's all coming my way. Let me ask you a question. What are you been sowing? Well, Pastor, I'm not sowing that much. I mean, people call me and I talk a little bit. And, you know, I just talk a little bit about people, okay? Hey, investigate. What have you been sowing? Because whatever you sow, you're going to reap. What's coming out of your garden? Because whatever a man sows, that also will he reap. And some of us think we can sow a lot of garbage and turn around and we think we're going to reap good stuff. If you sow garbage, you reap garbage. It's a spiritual principle. It's a spiritual law. And the Apostle Paul is saying to these people, hey, it is good for you to give because when you sow generosity, you reap generosity as well. I've told you some of these stories in the beginning, but when we decided as a church, when there was very little income coming in, we decided we were going to give 10% of whatever we had was going to go to missions or other projects outside of ourselves. And I remember the first year we decided to do that, how God immediately, the exact amount of the check that we decided to give that week, someone that was visiting the church came and wrote the biggest check they'd ever written, and it was an exact amount of what we had pledged to give, and they didn't know it. You know what God was saying? Hey, God was saying, don't be afraid, go in faith, because when you sow what you sow, you will reap as well. Yeah. We have had that mentality ever since because we said, hey, we can work in some of the toughest neighborhoods and we can work in some of the toughest places, but guess what? We will not be needy. We will meet needs. We will rise up and help touch the communities. We will rise up and help people that are needier than us because we refuse to develop a needy mentality. We will be like the widow that says, what we have, we give and let you, God, bless it back. Amen? All right, so Paul says that's the first principle given. Let me give you the second principle. We're talking about giving is the key to increasing. Second principle, giving releases worship that is acceptable to God. That is acceptable to God. Notice what it says in the end of verse 18. It says, who is they? The gifts that they were giving. It says they are a fragrant offering, an acceptable sacrifice, pleasing to God. You know, sometimes when we think about worship, what are these? These are worship terms. And sometimes when we think about worship, we think about just what happens Sunday morning before the preaching. The worship team gets going. You're going to have to warm up, right? Because you're kind of cold. You're walking out the cold. You got to get your mind into it. So you close your eyes. You know, start going. Pretty soon you got one hand up, then the other hand up. And you say, okay, now it's, hey, I'm really worshiping now. I'm even swaying here. You know, and so you're worshiping. You say, that's real worship. But let me broaden your definition of worship. Worship is not just singing with your hands raised to God. Worship is the way you live your life. It's the way you give. It's the way you drive. It's the way you talk. Because here's what I know that the Bible teaches us. That everything we do, look at what it says. It says, they are a fragrant offering. You know what fragrant means? The word there is the word odor. It's a pleasing odor. I bought an illustration here. Like if you've been in the store recently, you walk through the cosmetic department, and invariably there's some gal dressed in black with too much makeup on saying, hey, have you tried our new perfume lately? And she's ready to spray you, right? And I don't know what it is, but they want to spray you with women's perfume, and I say, no, thank you, no. And so they always want to spray you with something. They said, this really smells good. Well, here's what I've learned about life. What I've learned about life, he says your giving is a fragrant, it's a fragrant aroma before God. Do you realize that all of us give out a spiritual odor? You say, well, I know a physical odor, but no, spiritual odor. All of us give out a spiritual odor. Wherever we go, we leave a fragrance of something. It's a fragrance of life or fragrance of death. And the Bible tells us that we are to, it talks about the aroma of Christ in us. I got a candle. I'm not really into candles, but my wife is. And so I invaded her drawer, and I got an incense candle. Now, it had some fancy name with it, but in essence, it smells like watermelon. So, if you want your room to smell like watermelon, you just kind of light this candle, walk in, oh man, watermelon. So I don't know if watermelon like makes you feel at ease or makes you feel good. This has got it even had a picture of watermelons on the candle case. But it's the aroma. And why do we use incense candles? Why do we use a spray? Why do we use cologne and perfume? Because it's what to the nostrils? It's pleasing to the nostrils, right? Some of you guys that are bachelors, you live in a bachelor house. And before your mom comes to visit on Thanksgiving, you pull out the spray and you spray your apartment because your apartment smells like a bachelor's house. And you don't want your mom to walk in and say, what's that smell? It's the old pizza in the kitchen, the dirty laundry over there. And so you spray it so it'll be what? A pleasing aroma. It's pleasing to the nostrils. Paul is saying, when we give, when we operate on a generous spirit, that every time we give, we are creating a fragrance, an aroma. Now, you can't smell it in the physical, but God smells it in the spiritual. And when we give generously and sacrificially, that there is an aroma that rises up to the throne of God, past the stratosphere and the ozone layers. And there's an aroma that comes before the nostrils of God Almighty. And God says, that smells good. And my prayer is that God will be looking down and say, where is that smell coming from? And as he searches down through the heavens and down through the stratosphere and down through the continents and zeroes in like a satellite on United States of America and Illinois and Chicago, that he'll say, aha! 51st and Keeler. Man, that smells good. Why? The people of God operating in a spirit of generosity, saying, God, we are worshiping you not only with our words, but we are also worshiping you with a generous heart, and that pleases you. And let me tell you something about pleasing God. Whenever God is pleased, he pours out of his favor.
We'll be right back with Pastor Mark Jobe in a moment. You are listening to a message called The Power of Releasing and Increasing, which is from our current series called Joy is a Choice. Straight Talk is a radio ministry of New Life Community Church in Chicago, where Pastor Mark is the senior pastor. At the end of our program, I'll tell you more about New Life Community Church, Pastor Mark, and how you can get a free copy of this message. Right now, let's get back to Pastor Mark. We're in the book of Philippians, chapter 4, verses 14 through 23. His message, the power of releasing and increasing.
So, well, why do I want to please God? Whenever God is pleased, he pours favor. Look at what it says. Look what it tells us in. It says, not only is it a fragrant offering, it's an acceptable sacrifice. What's he talking about? He's talking about giving. It's a fragrant offering, and it's acceptable sacrifice, and it is pleasing to God. In Hebrews chapter 13, verses 15, it says the same thing. Listen, through Christ, therefore, let us continually offer to God a sacrifice of praise. You say, what's a sacrifice of praise? Well, that's the fruit of our lips that confess His name. This morning as people were getting baptized and they were saying, I believe in Jesus and Jesus has changed my life. You know what? Aroma was going up before God. It's a pleasing sacrifice. Pleasing sacrifice before God. But He goes on and says, not just when we praise Him, and do not forget to do good and to share with others, for with such sacrifices, God also is well pleased. It's not just when we worship. The same kind of fragrance goes up when you worship God and when you do good and when you share. Wherever you go, you leave an aroma. When you walk out of your workplace, hopefully people are saying, it smells like Jesus in this place. When people walk into your home, people say, well, what's up with this home? It's a little bit different. It smells like the Holy Spirit in this place. It smells like God in this place. It smells like something divine has been here. Something supernatural has been around this place. It's the aroma of God Almighty. It's the aroma of life. Wherever you go, whatever you do, you should leave trailing behind you the aroma of life of God Almighty. Some of you husbands know exactly the perfume that your wife wears. You know, because every Christmas you have to buy it and it's always the expensive kind. And you say, honey, you've already been through the whole bottle? You know, have you ever tried the this instead of the You're giving her suggestions as how to, you know, how to economize on perfumes. But if you've been around your wife for a long time and she has a favorite perfume, has it ever happened that when she walks in a room and then walks out of the room and you walk in right behind her, you know, my wife's been here. How many husbands know what I'm talking about? You smell her. And if you have a good relationship with your wife, it's a good thing. It's like, my wife's been here. And she leaves that smell on her pillow. And you know she's been there because there's an aroma there. And that's what the Bible is talking about. That when we have been around Christ and that Christ is in us, and the way we, listen, whatever we do, the way we do good works gives an aroma. The way you usher gives an aroma. The way you parent gives an aroma. Listen, the way you drive has an aroma to it. Man, it got quiet in here. Yeah, the way you drive has an aroma. Wherever you go, whatever you do, there's an aroma, and God captures that aroma, and that's either aroma of death or aroma of life. It's either a good smell or a bad smell, because wherever we go, it follows us. And what Paul is saying is, when you give, you say, well, Pastor, I don't know what my giving smells like. Well, it depends on how you give. I think some of our giving probably stinks. Nasty. You say, well, does it depend on how much? No, it has nothing to do with how much you give. There's no quantity amount. Because there could be a very, very wealthy person that gives in a certain way, and maybe their gift to us looks very big, but God says that stinks. And maybe there's someone that's poor and giving out of their need, but you know what? They're giving with a joyful heart and a generous heart because they love Jesus, not to impress anybody, but because they love God and out of a spirit of generosity. And God says, aha! That smells so good. And Paul says, you're offering a fragrant offering, acceptable sacrifice that's pleasing to God. And whenever He is pleased, then God's favor comes upon us. The Bible said God was pleased with Noah and God's favor was upon him. God was pleased with Abraham and His favor was upon him. God was pleased at times with King David and His favor was upon him. When God is pleased with us, then His favor is poured on through that divine account into our lives. And lastly, I'm talking about the last of Philippians here. Giving releases provision beyond our needs. Notice what it says. It says they are a fragrant offering, acceptable sacrifice, pleasing to God. Verse 19. And my God will meet all of your needs according to his glorious riches in Christ Jesus. How many of you have ever heard that verse before? How many of you have ever quoted that verse before? All right, now let me give you the context of that verse. You read that verse out of context and you say, well, God is going to supply all my needs according to his riches and glory. Yeah, that's a promise. Let's put it in context. And by the way, what he's saying is God's not just seeing the need and saying, well, let me say, do I have enough to meet that need? God is saying, man, I have so much. I'm going to meet your need according to my riches, not according to your needs. I don't think you heard me. You say, well, I got a need. I got this $250 bill. I don't know how I'm going to do it. It's $250. It's over my budget. And God's not looking and saying, okay, $250. Let me see if I have $250. No, God's got it. God wants to meet your need not according to your need, but according to his riches. You understand the difference? He's not saying need for need. He's saying need, riches, meet that need. I love that verse. You say, Pastor, I'm going to quit my job, stay at home, listen to praise music all day, read my Bible, because God's going to meet my needs. No. You wrong again. You see, take it in context. What he's saying is that when we have a heart of generosity and we have an unselfish spirit that's giving, he's telling the believers as they give and have a generous spirit, God will meet your needs according to his riches and glory. So if you're all about you, you won't quit your job because you will see, hey, when I work, I can meet my needs and my family's needs, but I can also give to others. It's not self-focused, it's God-focused and other-focused. You don't say, well, I'm just going to live by faith, no, and let other people supply my needs. No, that's not living by faith. That's living by others. Yeah. Live by faith. I'm going to quit my job. I'm just going to live off of faith. No. You're living off of others, not off of faith. I'm going to get a job. I'm going to work hard. I'm going to make money. I'm going to give. Why? Because I love to give. And as I am generous in giving, God will meet my needs according to his riches and glory, because I can never, never, never outgive God. That's a promise. By the way, I don't think this is just talking about financial needs. I think it's talking about needs all across the board. Matthew chapter 6 says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these other things will be added to you as well. That's what Scripture says. So, I want you to know that God works in our heart in such a way as we give that we can never outgive God. God always meets our needs. And listen to what he says. To our God and Father be glory forever and ever. As God meets your needs, as these principles take place, it will bring glory and honor to God, who deserves the glory and honor. And he closes up with verses 21 through 23. You say, well, these are just like bye, sign off, see you later. No, it's more than that. Greet all the saints in Christ Jesus. The brothers who are with me send greetings. Now, where was Paul? In jail. Who are these believers he's talking about? Well, read on. All the saints send you greetings, especially those who belong to Caesar's household. Who's Caesar? The emperor. What do you mean, Paul? Who are all these believers in Caesar's household? Well, Paul decided he was in prison. He decided to share his faith. And pretty soon he's got a home group in Caesar's palace. The guards and the butlers and the kitchen people and the servants, these are all part of Caesar's place. But you see, the aroma of Christ cannot be contained. And so as he goes and shares and talks, suddenly they got people in Caesar's household that love Jesus now because Paul was in prison there. And he says, hey, all these people are saying, send greetings. They love you guys. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you in your spirit. Amen. I love this. Verse 20, it's glory. Verse 23, it's grace. Grace and glory. Grace and glory. Glory and grace. They go hand in hand.
This has been Pastor Mark Jobe with the second half of his message called The Power of Releasing and Increasing, which is from our series called Joy is a Choice, which is a study in the book of Philippians. This concludes our series. As I mentioned in the middle of our program, we have a great way for you to get this broadcast for free. Just subscribe to our Straight Talk Radio app. It's free, and you can find it at PastorMarkJobe.com. That's PastorMarkJobe, J-O-B-E.com. There you will find over 400 other messages, great resources, and a link to our New Life Community Church page, as well as Pastor Mark's 2020 vision and our New Life locations. We hope that you check it out. There are 27 life-giving churches around Chicago, and if you would like to know more information about them, just go to www.newlifechicago.org. That's newlifechicago.org. Be sure you tell them you heard about New Life from the Straight Talk Radio program. Well, that's it for Pastor Mark, myself, and our Straight Talk team. We thank you so much for listening. Please do tune in again and tell a friend about our Straight Talk Radio program. Have a great evening, and God bless.